Aloha and welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Conversation. There's often a vast gulf between the creative artist and the creative outlets, support, and education the artist needs. All the talent in the world won't help you unless you can harness that creative energy, learn your chosen craft, and use what you have learned to make some opportunities for yourself. Creative Lab Hawaii, which is part of the state's Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism's Creative Industries Division, builds a bridge between the artist and the outlet through programs like the one coming up in September, a five-day music immersive program connecting songwriters with the film and television industry. Georgia Skinner is the chief officer of DBED's Creative Industries Division, founder of Creative Lab Hawaii. She's with us in our studio. Hi, Georgia.
Hi. Aloha. Thank you for having me in today.
What's the idea behind these labs, these programs?
Well, thank you for asking. I mean, Creative Lab really was born out of an idea that we need to connect a pathway for our artists, whether they're filmmakers, music makers, or even fashion designers, with those industry clusters where they can expand their work and be able to monetize the work in a way that will make them successful entrepreneurs. So basically, it is an answer to that age-old question. It's not, I just need money and financing to make my film.
Right.
That's only part one, right? It's like, how do you sustain this as a career? Mm-hmm. And so Creative Lab builds that pathway of access to mentors who are from the industry, building those business relationships to advance their careers. And there's some great examples already. The Music Immersive, which is managed by the Hawaii Songwriting Festival, managed by Charles Brotman, who is, of course, a Grammy and Hoku winner. We couldn't have found a better a person to manage it because not only of his sensitivity to the industry here, but also because he understands why we need to connect with the outside world, and global is where it is today.
There's an awful lot of good work that, you know, gets to the point of fulfillment as good work, but doesn't find an audience. It just sort of dies aborning. And you think by creating your masterpiece, you've done it, right?
Yeah, but it's really about being that 360-degree entrepreneur where, you know, how do I manage myself when I do have a failure? Or my film only screened at HIF, for example, and I really want Netflix to pick it up. How do I do that?
Yeah.
So Creative Industries really is about the business of the arts and helping our creative entrepreneurs statewide, of which there are 52,000, help to connect them to these industry clusters. And I just couldn't be prouder of the work that not only the artists are doing, but the fact that the mentors are donating such great time. And, you know, they're a pretty stellar group themselves.
Do artists in general tend to be less aware of industry clusters than they might need to be?
Well, I think that it's important to open doors for music, for example, in these new areas of film, television, and video game. It's an important pathway for opportunity and also a way to monetize the work and protect your IP. So you get to learn not only how to take an existing work that you wrote that you love and get it to new ears, you know, and those decision makers that are the music supervisors, which is the group that you want to reach, who are placing these things in film and these works in film and television and game. Those are the ears you want, and those are the ears that we're delivering in a hands-on mentorship way through Creative Lab at Hawaii Songwriters Festival this September.
A lot of musicians in the last couple of decades have been finding out that the boat has sunk beneath them, right? You know, they thought they were going to make money by making their CD. Whoops, can't do that anymore.
Yeah, the whole model, you know, everything is turned upside down, which is the greatest time for opportunity.
Yeah. If you look at it that way.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. It's hard having grown up in a recording industry family and, you know, being a sound mixer myself. I think that, you know, seeing the industry go through the ups and downs, I believe that there has never been a better time, though, for artists, especially here in Hawaii. I think our remoteness is an advantage, not necessarily a disadvantage, and that the touring that our artists do and the fact that, you know, slack key musicians have been on the road in Europe and, you know, all over the globe. That Japan's and the constituents there that really love our music and our hula and everything about the culture helps to round out a much brighter business model for our artists today than perhaps we had in the past.
Well, a lot of older musicians probably aren't even aware that they could sell their song to a video game company. I mean, we barely know what a video game is.
Yeah, and the key word there is license. Don't sell outright.
But hang
on to those rights. Yeah. We had an example of one of our artists in the current music immersive, Kimmy A. Minor, who is just a tremendous talent and doing so much of the first immersive program. Kimmy A., Isaac, Charles, and others. Out of that program, five songs were licensed by one by a major, major industry conglomerate, entertainment powerhouse that I can't say the name of. They do have a hotel here. But anyway, and I think that there are so many other opportunities that these five songs have brought to the artists here in Hawaii. And one of them, you know, Kimmy A. is a great example of how she is giving back, how she was able to, rather than sell something outright, negotiate with a company here in Hawaii to be able to license that work. So she maintains 100% of that intellectual property. And that's what Creative Industries Diabet is about. It's about showing people how to do that and navigate that world so that you don't have to necessarily leave home to be able to do your craft and get paid for it, and paid for it well.
The history of music in particular as a business is full of stories of people who have sold the rights to their publishing. I mean, Paul McCartney sold the rights to
yes.
Beatles songs, you know,
yes.
much to his you know, anguish later on, right? It's easy to get caught without knowing how it all works.
But I think that's what Creative Lab does, is it gives you not only the opportunity to work in small pods with a very small group of people that are a music supervisor, an amazing songwriter who've written for film and TV specifically, and then possibly a client like someone from Starz Network, Fox Broadcasting, Disney Digital, all these people converging in Kona to help raise the level of opportunity for export of this music and to see it placed in something that we will hear soon, maybe in the fall on television. And in video game, it's a little bit different. And we're excited about seeing more composers come forward as well. So right now we're focused on singer-songwriters.
Well, Georgia, you refer to a music supervisor. What is that? What does a music supervisor
do? A music supervisor is part of a team that works on any production, whether it's a feature film or a television series, a television special, Netflix production.
Find me some music for my movie.
Yes, and sometimes they come in very early. In the case of Descendants, for example, that's a good example of, you know, Don DeBastone, who was the music supervisor, coming in early, working with the director, working with us to identify artists that they wanted to do on that all-Hawaiian soundtrack, which was a first. And music supervisors, for example, Liza Richardson from and her collaborator from Hawaii Five-O. We integrate those kind of folks into the Hawaii Songwriters Festival, and Creative Industries has been doing that for many years. But now working with a music supervisor in the room to create a song that's specific for a project, that's kind of unheard of. I don't know that there's any other music accelerators in the U.S. or anywhere else, maybe in Europe, that are doing what we're doing here in Hawaii.
Because a lot of times the music supervisor chooses a song that somebody wrote about an entirely different subject, kind of grafts it onto the movie. That's been how it's been done up to now. So this could really be a new sort of a new paradigm. You know?
It is. And, of course, royalties come back in every time it's aired. It's licensed. So that is the gift that keeps on giving. And that's the best way for us to be able to extend the work of our artists and get them known around the world in addition to touring and downloads. You have to do it all. But this is a bright new pathway for the future, I think.
So license it, don't sell it.
That's right. License, do not sell.
Okay. Duly noted, Georgia.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks a lot. Georgia Skinner is the chief officer of DBED's Creative Industries Division and the founder of Creative Lab Hawaii. The Music Immersive will be held on Hawaii Island at the Hopuna Prince Hotel from September 11th to 15th, following the Hawaii Songwriting Festival.